I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
This is a Netball Show with Mizuno. Let's hear now the full interview with Leah Kennedy as she returns to the Super League with Stars until the end of the season. Leah, you've joined Stars until the end of the season, so tell me a bit more about how it came about.
Obviously, Stars had a few injuries, so it was more them looking for a player. And it just so happened that what they needed and the timing of it just fit with my schedule. Obviously, I'm working in Newcastle and all of their games are on Saturdays, and just the schedule just worked out a lot better than obviously if I was playing for a team that started the season, travelling, commuting, it would just be a bit mad. So it just fit perfectly with me, and the NPL season's done that I'm coaching. So yeah, it just kind of worked out. I obviously knew Sam from when she was coaching me at some of the Roses tournaments. I had a good relationship with her, and yeah, when she came around and gave me the call about the offer, I just couldn't say no. I just was excited to get back on the court for NSL.
And you must have got one or two messages saying, hang on a sec, I thought you'd retired.
I did always say career break.
Oh, okay.
I always said career break. So I think people obviously just were like, oh, well, yeah, your career break must be done. I did get a few messages of, well, that was the shortest career break, but yeah, it was just too good to turn down, and I've been playing Prem, and it just was just a perfect fit. So, yeah, pushed my career break to the side for a little bit.
You've been busy in the meantime in the Northeast, and You're organising the Pathway Trials.
Obviously, we have been running the Pathway here, and actually we've had quite a successful season, bearing in mind that I came in literally a week before the first game, and there was a lot of support that we've been trying to put in place, and then now coming, it's now happening. And we've got Martin Nugent at Sunderland College. He runs his Martin Nugent Performance Centre, and it's just all slotting into place. And we've now opened up our trials for the summer tournament. So on the 28th of April, we're running open trials, so people just need to express an interest to myself via email for our under-17s and under-19s team, and it's really exciting. I've got a really good plan ready going into the tournament, so I'm excited to really get that going and to get two really good squads. We've got some great players already in the Pathway, and I know that there's some out there that haven't been given the opportunity, and hopefully I can give that to them if they come at the trials and show us what they're made of.
So Team North disappeared, but the standard's still out there, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. So I knew, like, we're obviously classed as a Northeast now. And I think that just showcases that it is the Northeast, and we've got all the way from Northumberland all the way down to South Durham and Cleveland and what's in between that. And I just think it's amazing the talent that we have across the four counties here. And we really, like, for the first time, there's a lot of girls from different clubs, so we've been able to pick out some players that aren't just coming from the same places each time, and it's just showing that each club are progressing and the standard within the region, and that's from participant all the way up to performance, is really improving. And I just think that, yeah, these girls have something to show, and there's some really talented kids in there, and I'm really excited. A lot of them are, this year we only had about two girls actually of the under 19 age, and a lot of them were about 2-3 years younger, so they've got another 2-3 years to go. And it just shows, like, actually, like, have them in a squad together for 2-3 years, they're going to be unstoppable.
Remind us of the dates again and where you can find out more.
Yeah, so trials are Sunday the 28th of April. If you email me at leah.kennedy@englandnetball.co.uk to express an interest, and then you'll receive further information on that. And the tournament dates are 25th of July to the 28th. That's really exciting. We compete against the rest of the NPL franchises out there, and it's a really nice little tournament down in Nottingham, and it's just experience for the girls.
We'll be right back.
think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents, where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Hi, I'm Gavs Marshall, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno.
Back to Stars. With that call-up, you can't really say no to something like that, can you?
No, I couldn't. It's too good of an opportunity to pass up. Obviously, Prem League has just finished. The coaching's kind of coming to an end. My job is really, really busy, but I can balance that. I'm a netball development community coach in Tyne and Wear. But that's kind of a lot of work during the week. So the fact that we play on weekends, so we've got no Monday night games, etc. Like, it has kind of all worked perfectly. And I couldn't say no. The Stars squad is just amazing. Like, most of the players there I've known from either playing with them at Roses or at Team Northumbria. And they're just a fantastic bunch. And Sam's just a great coach. So to be able to go and experience that setup, it's just so exciting, and I just think there's a real buzz around the Stars. They're one of the clubs that actually are competing and really challenging the top five teams.
And you've gone from Oaksway straight into the game. Did you feel it?
Yeah. I think in the warm-up I was like, oh yep, here's the step back. But I was very thankful when I got put on at goalkeeper and not goal defence. But I think there was a little bit of rust, but I actually probably had one of my best games I've had in a long time, and even at NSL level. I think I've found the enjoyment of the sport again, which is something that I think really affects the way you play. So I think actually, even though we've had a tough season at Oaksway, I've really enjoyed playing with the girls, and they've kind of brought me back to just really enjoying and having a laugh at netball. And I think that actually really helps when you go on the court. And I think Stars are the type of team that bring that to you as well, that bring that kind of fun side, and everyone gets on, and it's quite exciting to experience that.
You mentioned it briefly. Players travel back and forwards to games all the time, so it's almost second nature to you, isn't it?
Oh yeah, like obviously last year commuting back and forth to Glasgow 3 times a week. The 2 years previous when I was in the Roses programme, we were traveling to Loughborough, living in a hotel, so I'm more than happy to do that. And yeah, I guess at the end of the day, when we don't have a franchise in Northeast, you have to commute, and like you say, everyone does that. So a lot of youngsters are probably like, oh god, you can't play NSL anymore if you're in the Northeast. But actually, commuting to a franchise is not a new concept. People do it everywhere.
Yeah. From the news that you'd signed to the weekend game, was it quite a short time?
No, it was really short, actually. And obviously, you have to go through the process of England signing off the player change and stuff. So there was a period all the way up to literally I was announced that they could obviously say, actually, we don't accept the change. So it was pretty short notice, but I think that actually helped in my prep for the game, because it didn't mean that I was stressing and be like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like step back on the NSL court and I'm ready and I do it. You didn't have that time to mentally get in your own head. So yeah, really short notice, but like I said, it helped knowing the majority of the players and the and knowing kind of what they expect.
And nice for catch up with George from the glory days at Team North.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great catch up with George. We we had a good catch up. I spent like the first kind of half an hour before we went to the changing rooms and stuff just having a good,
oh gosh,
a good laugh about our times. Yeah, it was I have missed her, and it just seems, and I'm just so proud to see where she's got to as well, because she's just playing absolutely unbelievable. I think she got 97% actually on Saturday, which is just amazing. She missed one shot, so yeah, it's just good to see kind of how she's grown and just to catch up. It was fun. And then yeah, lots of the other players as well that I haven't seen in a while, like Lucy Harris and some of the other girls that I've done bits and bobs and roses with and stuff, so it was fun to catch up with them all.
Yeah, that had been right, because you made your debut for England with Sam Cook as well, didn't you?
Yeah, back at in Netball Europe in 2016.
I was there.
Yeah. It was actually Sam that I went on the court with and made my debut, so she was back at goalkeeper and I was at goal defence. So obviously switched roles around on Saturday, but I knew what she expects. She needs someone talking and bouncing to bounce off, and we just kind of actually, bear in mind, we've not, like she said it, we've not actually played or trained with each other in years and years and years. We just went on the court and it actually clicked straight away, so it was quite a nice feeling. So yeah,
you've had a shameless plug for the MPL, so if you haven't heard it yet, I had a chat with Marika the other week, and she is an amazing person, isn't she? What's she like?
Yeah. Oh, she's great. To have her as a captain, just the experience and the knowledge she brings to the team. And she's just a bit of a calming figure. She doesn't, like, ever raise a voice. She has a very steady, and she just knows what to say to get us back in. Because it was a close game on Saturday, and
yeah,
it was quite intense. And actually, for us to pull it away in the last quarter, I think it's something that the Stars have been, we've been saying that that's something we need to do. We need to pull away and take these leads rather than just be happy with leading by a point or so. And so actually she was the one that, she really switched us on, and she kept that calm head, and that's what you need from a leader on the court, and it's great to have that.
The Easter weekend as well, you've joined in time for that. They're going to be great fixtures then.
Oh god, yeah, I've joined in time for some great fixtures, Thunder, Wasps, Bath. I'm actually quite excited about it. Yeah, the Easter weekend, it just looks like it's going to be so much fun to have two venues absolutely buzzing about netball for 2 days, and also to actually have two Sky games on each day is just so good. I just think it's really going to showcase netball, that we can just do something halfway through the season and not just like our welcome weekend that we used to do or the closing finals, to just have a big buzz in the middle is really exciting.
The Stars setup obviously appeals to you as well, doesn't it? So you'll be hugely glad to be a part of it.
Oh god, yeah. Stars is just, yeah, they just have a great buzz. The venue, the events team, just everyone from literally like the catering staff all the way up to the management in the, like with Denise and Anita, seeing them again obviously as Northeastern netball legends. Just the whole setup is just, they really, and I think I said this about most of the new franchises, all the new franchises that came in about 2 years ago, there is just a really good buzz about them, and they all just have seemed to got netball Super League right, and are doing it in the way that the sport needs to go.
And a bit of a split decision, but which Mizuno kit do you like the best, the blue or the orange?
Blue, definitely. I'm very pale, so wearing orange is not for me, but blue is my favourite colour, so I was very excited to have the blue one on Saturday, but I'm sure I'll just have to watch how I do my fake tan when I'm wearing orange.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shoot this dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.